Earlier this week, days before the G20 financial summit in London, China's central bank chief called for a new international reserve currency. Asked to comment Wednesday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner first said he was open to the idea. Moments later, he sought to clarify his remarks.
I think the dollar remains the world's dominant reserve currency. I think that's likely to continue for a long period of time. And as a country, we will do what's necessary to make sure we're sustaining confidence in our financial markets and in the productive capacity of this economy and our long-term fundamentals.
Geithner's comments mirrored those of President Barack Obama, who was asked about the impact of his economic proposals on the value of the dollar at his news conference Tuesday.
The dollar is extraordinarily strong right now. And the reason the dollar is strong right now is because investors consider the United States the strongest economy in the world, with the most stable political system in the world.
International unease about the U.S. dollar stems from the fact that China and other nations are holding large and growing amounts of American debt, according to economist James Dorn of the Cato Institute. Dorn says as the largest financer of U.S. deficit spending, China has particular cause for concern.
This is the first time they've really revealed their concerns about the size of the debt that they're holding and the future of the dollar. They are very worried about it, and I'm sure the Japanese and other holders of the debt are worried as well.
Dorn says America's massive indebtedness, combined with a sharp boost in U.S. government spending, could ultimately spark inflation, which would erode the dollar's value. That erosion would diminish the value of U.S. debt held abroad.
The U.S. government would be paying China back with cheaper dollars, that is, depreciated dollars.
Dorn says the U.S. dollar's dominance as a global reserve currency has made it easier for the United States to finance its debt without resorting to painful options like printing money or ratcheting up interest rates. That would change if China and other nations stopped financing U.S. debt or dumped their dollar holdings in favor of another reserve currency. But economist David Lockman of the American Enterprise Institute says such a course of action would be costly for China as well.
Once you're holding that large an amount of dollar holdings, you've also got a stake in the dollar maintaining its value. So we're trying to undermine the value of the dollar by making pronouncements or begin selling currency. What they'd be doing is they'd be jeopardizing the other international reserves that they're holding in the form of U.S. dollars.
In addition, Lockman says, as a major exporter, China has no interest in destabilizing the international financial system at a time of great upheaval and global economic weakness. Nevertheless, Lockman says, China's statements on replacing the dollar as the world's primary reserve currency will find a receptive audience among other nations, like Russia, that seek to challenge America's overall position as a global superpower. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.